You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back in, folks, to Sports Talk. It's August the 6th as we are just getting closer to Saints preseason action taking on the LA Chargers Sunday 3 p.m. right here on WWL Saints Radio. Looking forward to getting our first glimpse of the black and gold back in action, live game action against another team, too. They've been in pads, taking on each other. You know, you always kind of hear it that they're at the point of camp, I think, where they're looking forward to hitting another team. No joint sessions out in Cali, though. They're just going to have some workouts with each other. And Coach Kellen Moore definitely mentioned having more of a scrimmage-type setting on Friday to get that simulated joint practice kind of setting.
I wonder if maybe the whole thing with the Chargers not wanting to do joint practice sessions has something to do with them playing that extra preseason game, the Hall of Fame game week. Because it's unfortunate. The Chargers are one of those teams that you want to go up against because of how they've built their trenches, right? Just like the Saints are trying to build their offensive and defensive lines.
Right. Bobby gave us that stat about first-round picks on the O-line.
Exactly. But that's Jim Harbaugh, right? That's his tough-nosed, hard-nosed football. Those are the types of teams that you would like to go up against and join practice sessions, especially because they got plenty of talent, right? That is a talented Charger squad. And, you know, like Lorenzo Neal was saying, the AFC West is a complete gauntlet, but the Chargers are going to be right up there if they stay healthy in that division. So it's definitely unfortunate that they're not doing it. Kellen kind of said it, that it was their decision to not do a joint practice. And really the only thing that I can think of as to why they wouldn't is because they did have that extra preseason game with the Hall of Fame.
Right. They don't need the extra work. They already got it.
Exactly. So against another team. So the Saints kind of get the short end of the stick there, but you know, it's definitely unfortunate.
Speaking of short ends of the stick, the East Bank Little League All-Star team got their hopes and dreams of making it to the Little League World Series dash yesterday in the Southwest Region Championship game. The Kenner East Bank All-Stars lost their matchup to the Texas East squad out of Waco, Texas. And unfortunately, there was just a single elimination game. There is no other matchup going on, despite the fact that the East Bank Little League All-Star team was 3-0 going into that matchup and had beat the team from Waco previously. But the it's not like the College World Series, Charlie, where it's like, all right, you got to, you know, beat the team twice to get out. It was just the championship game to go, you know, punch your ticket to the Little League World Series finals. There, not the finals, but just the Little League World Series. And unfortunately, Louisiana is now out the running. I say that just because we're still getting Little League action here on ESPN. No MLB stuff, though.
I still think that's, well, like, look, the Little League thing is one thing. ESPN and their coverage of Major League Baseball, it's like you have a contract. I think, wasn't there something, though, with Rob Manfred? And we're going really off the beaten path here, where he said he was, like, disappointed with ESPN's coverage of the of MLB. I don't blame him. ESPN doesn't give MLB any coverage. And we're both MLB fans. You're a Yankees fan. I'm an Astros fan. I know we're not necessarily in an MLB market, but like, he's right. What ESPN does a really poor job. ESPN does a bad job with a lot of different things, but their coverage of Major League Baseball is definitely up there.
They got the Savannah Bananas, though. I got some angry texts, though, because I was bashing them the other day.
Don't worry, Steve. I'm right there with you on that one.
Looking at the Saints as they get ready for preseason game number one on Sunday. Their first practice will be tomorrow out in California. Got word from our Saints crew that was heading out there that their flight, unfortunately, got diverted due to a medical emergency. They're in Phoenix right now. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak texted me. He doesn't think they're going to make their connecting flight on time.
That's a strange situation. Medical emergency is very vague, so I just hope everyone's okay.
Right, for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, Jeff will send us updates about what's going on out there. And hopefully, yeah, as you mentioned, see that they do get out there. Probably not on time, but at least in a decent amount of time so that they can still hold Thursday's practice and have their Friday scrimmage.
They're flying separately from the team. They fly commercial during the preseason. They're on the team plane during the regular season.
Yeah, definitely misunderstood.
So the Saints are already out there.
Okay, good.
Just then, our crew.
Yeah, our WWL crew. Yeah, hopefully Jeff can get out there then on time. And
yeah, I'd imagine they're looking out now like probably like a 3-4 a.m. arrival in L.A., which would be horrible. At least, though, for them, the sessions are later in California for the workouts.
Right, they're doing 4 to 6. Correct. Next week, at least, are they doing it the same?
4 to 6 Pacific, so 6 to 8 over here.
Correct. That's kind of what I meant. 4 to 6 local time for them, 6 to 8 for us.
Right.
They're doing that later this week as well, right, with Thursday and Friday?
Correct.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with next week's schedule yet, but I would imagine more of the same.
Gotcha.
Coach Kellen Moore switching things up a bit. And, you know, we saw in earlier workouts here in the warmer mornings, but like I had mentioned earlier, thankfully, we got some pretty overcast skies, and I've been to much worse training camps. The sun was not as brutal this time around this year. I did get burnt one day because I decided not to wear sunscreen. Luckily, it wasn't too bad of a burn, though, just a little red in the face. The guy I don't know if we're going to see in preseason action at all, a veteran in Cam Jordan, a guy that's heading into his 15th NFL season. Who knows how much he has left in the tank, though. If you talk to Cam, he is raring to go and get into action. He spoke to the media the other day, and here's a little bit of what Cam Jordan had to say, our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank.
Do you have like your fitness defense, and what do you feel like it brings the best from your quality?
I don't even know what number D coordinator this is for me. I sort of have seen some of these fronts from the Rob Ryan days, for sure, the Spag days. You know, I've seen influences. It feels like every D coordinator of past has sort of been touched this defense. So I'm finding my familiarities. There's one year where I think it went by a Jack name. I consider myself a defensive end and a complete one at that. I don't know how many more there is. There's probably 3 of us left. But, you know, if it calls for me to be an edge, label me as such and let me ride. At the end of the day, I want to do whatever's best for the team. I want to win here, and I want to make my case known that the focus this year is figuring out how to get our wins each and every time. You know, there's a time where we could rely on one player or two players to get you 6-7 wins. We're in it. It's going to take all 22 on offense and defense, 33 on special teams to get this job done this year.
Who are those 3 complete defensive ends? Like, who are some of the others?
Man, look, I think there's game wreckers, there's edge players, and then there's complete guys. I think Miles is a complete guy. I think Nick Bosa is a complete guy. And then myself. I think there's game wreckers. You know, back when you had J.J. Watt, where they could play anywhere in the edge, I think you put Max Crosby there, the T.J. Watts there, the Za'Darius Smith there, you know, anybody who just like lines up and goes. Aiden Hutchinson, put him at end, but he's really that pass rusher that uses that power. Sort of reminds you of Jared Allen. You look at across the league, and there's these young guys. You've got both the edge rushers over at Jacksonville who have similar characteristics traits. I mean, I just think that as I'm scoping the new front, I'm like, man, you can see a lot of prowess, a lot of specialized focus, and at the same time, it's making edge fun. You look at Michael Parsons, who, you know, after T.J. Watt got paid, you assume it's going to be the next highest paid. You look at the edge and the production there, you know exactly what you've got. They've heralded him as the next LT since he came in, and, I mean, if you look at his stats, it's similar. He's a hell of an edge, you know. And so it's just when you understand what I know, when you understand the game of edge and how it's either formulated or evolved from the days of me watching Chris Dolman and Reggie White, those days are gone. You know, I looked up at the Freak. I looked up Michael Strahan. I got to play in the same era as Julius Peppers for a while, Jared Allen, Terrell Suggs. And you just looked at they're all different types of ends. And which one do you formulate into? Yeah, everybody wants to be like Reggie, but you can't be 310 pounds coming off the edge, mashing cats like Chris Jones does. You know, he's really a protect, but you put them at end. I mean, you know, it's just, like I said, loving the game and knowing what it is out there. You just try to keep on learning, keep on stealing from other people.
How do you convert pressures to sacks?
Man, I remember having this conversation, Max Crosby, second year with him, about, like, dog, I'm getting all these pressures and not converting to sacks. That's just it. Each one of these pressures has potential. You have to be able to capitalize on potential. Sometimes it's that perfect combination of corners taking away that first read, so quarterback has to pat. It's the, hey, I got there fast enough and I have an interior push where he can't step up. Sometimes it's just more than what you give him, but at the same time, you have to keep on giving. The idea of football is you never know when it's your play, so you have to be there each and every time.
Cam, you played a lot of defensive coordinators. What makes Brandon Staley a little unique? I mean, what makes him kind of, you know, a little different?
Man, I think this idea of multiplicity, as you see, each and every day, it's like we're installing a new front, new wave, new whatever. But at the same time, it's sort of true in the idea that we're trying to get our edges to play as fast as they can, and I love to hear it. You know, the faster we play, in my mind, defensive ends, edge rushers, or, you know, whatever your edge component is, that's your premier position. And then, you know, you work in or out, however you see fit. But if the faster they play, the more we crash down these walls, the tighter we make the game, the tighter the pocket is for a quarterback to pass out of, the more we can affect the game.
Is he doing that a little differently maybe other guys in the past?
Of course. Again, you've seen the front differences. I'm not going to give you the answer, but you see our changes, our package that we got in and out. I'm excited for one day. You know, there will be a package with, you know, me, Carl, Chase, and Foskey on the field, or Rumpf on the field, whatever it is. There's going to be some package changes. Maybe we'll look up and it'll be Godchild, KB, Brian Bazee, and Vince, and VB.
Cam Jordan there talking to the media before the Black and Gold left for California. And, you know, a lot of folks saying that Cam should be retired, the Saints are wasting money on him. Remember, though, this guy is a great locker room leader as well as on the field. Been with this team since getting drafted in the first round. Even reworked his deal with the Black and Gold, reducing his salary this year to the league minimum of $1.255 million, getting a $4.8 million roster bonus to restructure, lowered his cap hit for this year from over $20 million to roughly around $9.8 million. So under 10 there, freeing up around $10.3 million in cap space for the Black and Gold there. Rework contract also includes, you know, get some $4 million in performance-based incentives. And I think, you know, being more of a rotational piece instead of a starter will definitely benefit Cam in the latter years of his career.
His comments about Brandon Staley were pretty interesting to me, Steve, where he was talking about the edge rusher specifically and what Staley wants from that position group, where he said, quote, that they want the edge rushers to play as fast as possible, right? As fast as you can type of thing. Brandon Staley, that's something that I'm going to be looking forward to at least early on in the season. I don't think they're going to do too much crazy stuff during the preseason. Obviously, it's going to be pretty vanilla. But once you get to the regular season, that's what Coach Staley did with the Rams.
Yeah.
That's what he did with the Chargers when he was their head coach. He plays a lot of zone defense, right? And in his 3-4 scheme, there's a big emphasis on the space heater in the middle of your defensive line. This year, it's going to be Devon Godshaw.
Check, we got that now.
Right. When he was the defensive coordinator back with the Rams, it was Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald was an all-world defensive player, one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history. And so much revolved around the space heater in the middle being able to affect the opponent's run game, right? Because you want to keep everything in front of you, but if you're getting gashed in the run game, I mean, there's only so much your pass defense can really do at that point. So I'll be really interested to see that. And also, you know, the edge play, right? These edge rushers, Carl Granderson, when you guys had that exclusive interview with him, you know, last week after a post-practice interview, he had said that he feels comfortable as a 3-4 outside linebacker because that's what he did in high school. I think he maybe even did a little bit of it in college at Wyoming. You know, at the NFL level, he's kind of bulked up and been more of the Dennis Allen defensive end, which is the bigger kind of bulkier 4-3 defensive end. But he said that he can drop into coverage. He feels comfortable doing that as a 3-4 outside linebacker. The defensive line is going to be so critical to any type of defensive success this season for the Saints.
For sure. It was abysmal last year.
I know. And specifically, the run defense was terrible. Ugh. That's why you go out and get Devon Godshaw. That's why you draft someone like Vernon Broughton in the third round out of Texas. They have these new pieces, these new faces on the defensive front, and it's just going to be really fascinating to see how it all kind of works out. When we were talking with Jen Hale about it earlier, Steve, the one thing that kind of stood out about what does success look like for Kellen Moore's first year, I think it's finding the pieces that fit long term, right? And developing the young talent's one thing. But, you know, in these new kind of the both the offensive and defensive side of the ball are trying to kind of establish their new identity, right, under this new coaching staff. And finding those pieces that you can trust to build around long term, a lot of the times that's young pieces, but even some of these veterans that you want to keep in-house for 2026 and beyond.
You mentioned finding those pieces. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about finding pieces for your fantasy football team up next. We're going to talk to Coach Gene Clemens, analyst at Fantasy Life, will join us talking all things fantasy football. If you got questions too, you can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line 504-260-1870. We'll be right back after this on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've been talking preseason Saints football, and that also means fantasy football season's also ready to kick off, folks. Getting you ready for your draft. Coach Gene Clemens joins us, analyst at Fantasy Life right now. Thanks so much for the time, Coach Gene. How you been doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Man, looking forward to drafting this season. What do you think is the best time to, you know, start getting everything together for fantasy football drafts? Is it after one or two preseason games, or do you wait till you think like waiting completely after the preseason altogether to avoid any major injuries?
Well, when you start saying like getting everything together, I hope you mean like when to have your draft.
Right. Yeah.
In my world, getting everything together starts
year round.
The moment the season is over with. Right. But in reality, I think that if you have leagues that can wait until everything is down, especially now because there's more time in between the last preseason game and the first regular season game. Like, it used to just be a week, right? Like, that's why week four nobody played their starters, is because week four of the preseason, you had to turn around and you had a game that next week. And so now with there only being three preseason games and you having that extra week buffer, I don't think it's a problem to wait and have your fantasy draft after the preseason is over with. So now you know, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. this is what I've got going on. But there's also some really like high level fantasy teams being done well before you get even to the draft. So I mean, even to the preseason, excuse me. So I think it really just all depends on what you're capable of doing in your league. Some of these high dollar leagues, when they want to have a draft together, or high stakes leagues, they want to have a draft together. It's hard to get everybody in the same room, and they don't want to do it on their computer,
right?
You know, just clicking buttons. They want to be in front so they can talk noise and they can look at people and, you know, make little side wages. Like, that's all the fun of fantasy for me.
Coach Clements, I'm going to start you off with a player that has burned myself, a player that has burned a lot of different people in fantasy drafts before. But all the buzz from Atlanta's training camp is that Michael Penix and the passing attack with Kyle Pitts, the tight end, is going to be awesome this year. You also hear about his connection with Drake London, the former top 10 overall pick, and he's potentially going to be primed for a really big season in that passing attack with the Falcons too. But just starting off, because Kyle Pitts is such an enigma, the former number 4 overall pick, he got off to such a great start to his NFL career. It feels like every year people are taking him based off the upside. He just really hasn't reached it, whether that be injury issues or just the lack of a passing attack in Atlanta in general. But with that young quarterback, there's a ton of buzz from Atlanta's training camp specifically about Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Michael Penix, and what those kind of three can do.
Yeah, so I would tell people this. Everyone is disappointed that Kyle Pitts didn't turn into a tight end one, right? Like a bona fide, he's the best tight end in the game in terms of fantasy. But if you look over at 2024 and 2023, was he really that awful as a tight end? I mean, he was a guy that was getting you over 12 yards of reception, 53 receptions in 2023, 47 in 2024, over 600 yards both seasons. Tight ends are hard to find in the NFL, at least productive ones. And so what he did in 2021, we went over 1,000 yards. Everyone just thought that was going to be him, but no one factored in the fact that the quarterback position was much worse in 2022 than it was in 2021. In 2023, it wasn't much better. And then in 2024, he was able to get a quarterback who, for everything that we like on Kirk Cousins, the dude can't throw the ball deep. Like, he's just never really been that dude to just air it out like that. That doesn't fit what Kyle Pitts is going to be able to do best. He needs a guy to be able to drill it in there when he's in the short to intermediate, and he needs a guy to be able to allow him to stretch the field deep. That's why everybody's so excited about Penix Jr. being the cornerback, because now we get to see this offense be played at all three levels instead of the first and the second level.
Coach Gene, like NFL teams, fantasy footballers want to hit big on their first-round selection. Looking at some of those top names for fantasy football drafts, are there any of those elite guys that you're kind of down on going into the 2025 season?
No, if I'm just going to be honest with you. I think I was just writing about this on our Discord where someone asked a question about, hey, who in the top 25 – ADP, do you see that you're like, man, I don't feel very good? And I've combed through the top 25 consensus over at Fantasy Life and seeing what's there. Yo, the top 25 is just loaded with almost can't miss talent. Like, the only things you can say about the guys that are in the, let's say, the top 10, Christian McCaffrey is a question because you don't know if he's going to be healthy. Outside of that, what else are you going to say? We've actually seen CeeDee Lamb have success without the quarterback out there. So even if Dak Prescott gets hurt, you got to feel good about whoever the backup, because Lamb has been productive even when Prescott wasn't out there. So if you look at the top 10, you're like, where do I find anybody that has a chance of being a bust? I can't find it. Malik Nabers last year put up those types of stats with three of the worst quarterbacks that we've seen in the NFL in God knows how long, right, outside of maybe what they were rolling out in New Orleans last year.
Yikes.
You know, I'm not so sure that was great. But, like, he was able to put up those types of stats. And when you have these names up there like that, a lot of them are unbustable. I don't see anyone in the top 25 that I would have any, like, worry about what they were going to be able to produce this year in fantasy.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about some of the rookie running backs. I know this running back class from this past year's draft was awesome. And Ashton Jeanty is going to be one of those top 25 picks. But Amarian Hampton with the Chargers, we just got to talk with Lorenzo Neal about that Chargers running back room is loaded, but Hampton's going to be that RB1 in all likelihood. You know, just some of these young running backs. I remember last year, Bucky Irving ended up being the one that really broke out, and he was like a fourth round pick. And then all of a sudden in the actual NFL draft, he was kind of a deep sleeper in regular fantasy drafts. And then all of a sudden he has a great top 10 type of RB season. Just want to get your thoughts on this running back class from this past year and which kind of rookies you're expecting big things out of.
Well, first off, I think that people might want to like pull the reins on Amarian Hampton, not because I don't think he's the greatest. And even though my fearless leader, Matthew Berry, picked him as his ride or die this year, right? I think the problem is that old school coaches like veterans, right? And you've got Najee Harris there. As long as he's healthy, you know what you're going to get out of Najee Harris. He is not flashy, but he is consistent. It's 4.1 a carry. He doesn't really fumble the ball. He's big. He's strong. He can get you the tough yards. So how much will Amarian Hampton be able to get the load like an Ashton Jeanty is going to be able to get? I think that when you look at some of these rookie running backs, I'll look away from the guys who are the considered to be the top ones like Jeanty and Amarian Hampton. And I start looking at guys that people maybe they know about, but they're not paying as much attention to. If you look up in New England, Travion Henderson, he's going to go up there into a situation with two guys who were never meant to be a running back one. And so when you look at who they have on their roster, you look at the quarterback and say, hey, he's a guy who can affect the game with his legs. Now you're playing 11-on-11 football. That always favors the running back. I think Travion Henderson has a great opportunity to emerge as the one there. I think that Caleb Johnson in Pittsburgh, even though I really like Warren, I think that Caleb Johnson over time could usurp Warren because he's more of the style of running back that offense is used to. Someone a little bit bigger, be able to smash a little bit more, be more physical at the point of attack. So I think he's a guy. And then the wild card is R.J. Harvey. If Denver just decides that they're going to stop playing with all of these different names and turn that offense over to R.J. Harvey, and he becomes the joker, like Sean Payton said that he wanted a similar joker type of feel, I think he has a chance to go bananas this year in fantasy.
Sticking on that rookie tip, Coach, looking at a guy like Travis Hunter, what are the early draft models saying for fantasy-wise of where you should take him in your upcoming draft?
Well, it's interesting, right, because a lot of the models are based off of not knowing what Jacksonville was going to do with him in terms of his usage. We just got word that he's going to play he's expected to play 80% of the offensive snaps, right? We heard that from Liam Cohen. So if he's going to play 80% of the offensive snaps, that's going to change a lot of the projections that people have. And by the way, right now, he's trending up. He's like wide receiver 26 right now, and you can see the improvements over on our – like I'm looking at my board right now, and the draft board as far as ADP, you can see the positive on him as people realize 80% of the snaps means he's going to get targeted every time he's in the game. Right, they're not going to have him out there just running dummy routes. So when he's in there, you can expect him to get touches. And he's so well conditioned, he can in the NFL, which is a longer, more drawn out game, not as fast as the college game is. He could play 80% on offense and 80% to 90% on defense without a problem. There's more commercials. There's more time in between plays. I think it works out really well. And so wherever you see him getting drafted at right now, which probably right now is somewhere around, round three, round four, if he lasts that long, depending upon how deep your draft is, like you can expect that number to go up. So if you want him on your team, you're probably going to have to draft him sooner rather than later.
Coach, there's always those top dog wide receivers which are taken in the first couple of rounds, but Then at the same time, rounds, let's say 4 to 8 or somewhere around there, there's always some sleeper receivers that end up outperforming their draft positioning. I just want to get your thoughts on some guys that you really like at the wide receiver position, kind of in the middle rounds.
Well, I mean, so this is a little bit interesting because these are names that you know, but I think that they're names that have an opportunity to take it to another level. And the first one that comes to mind is George Pickens, right? Like, he's been in one of the most boring, unimaginative offenses in all of the NFL for his career, with one of the most boring, unimaginative offensive coordinators in the world. And now he gets to go to Dallas with a new, young head coach who is a legacy act. So you know he's going to want to be able to come in and show that he wasn't just, you know, taken because his last name rings out well in the NFL. I think they'll bring fun, innovative flavor. You've got a Dak Prescott who should feel comfortable because he's got his money. And George Pickens doesn't have to be the wide receiver one in Dallas to put up wide receiver one numbers because there's enough passes to go around for everyone. I think George Pickens could have a phenomenal year. And then another guy that you're thinking about probably in those middle rounds is a guy like Calvin Ridley from Tennessee. We know what he had at quarterback last year. It wasn't good enough. Now you're getting Cam Ward, and yes, he's a rookie, but what do we know that Cam Ward can do? He can really spin it. And so you get a guy who really knows how to throw the football, and yes, there's going to be growing pains because he's a rookie, but you're going to get those growing pains while he's targeting Calvin Ridley because Calvin Ridley still has one of the best get-open packages, I'll say, in all of football. He knows how to run routes. He knows how to get open.
Coach Gene, identifying some players that might not live up to their draft position, just as important as finding sleepers, do you have some guys that you think are like some risky draft picks going into this year?
Like I said, I think the top 25 are like pretty solid. But then after you get out of the 25, I think James Cook is dangerous. Not because he's holding out and he wants more money or anything like that, but because of what comes with holding out. Holding out, you don't get paid. You come back disgruntled. How hard are you really going? Is it a, I'm going to show them I was wrong, or is it a, I'm just going to try to get through this year without getting hurt, right? And then we also see that a lot of times running backs, when they hold out, they come back, they're not in as good shape, they end up getting dinged up. But then there's also the point of the Buffalo Bills saying, hey, we're going to show you you're not worth what you believe you are worth. We're going to start giving the ball to these other backs more. We already know that they like Ray Davis. They use him a lot in the passing game. They probably will give him more carries this year. And then there's just the regression. James Cook scored double-digit touchdowns last year. I don't think he's scoring double-digit touchdowns this year. I think his number in Vegas for touchdowns is 9.5. Right now, I would take the under in that. I could see him having 7 to 8 touchdowns, even if he plays an entire season this year, because he's not a guy that just gets into the end zone all willy-nilly. We've never seen it in his career. Last year, to me, was the anomaly, and we could see some regression from that.
Awesome insights, Coach Gene. Definitely appreciate it. What can folks find from you and other folks at FantasyLife.com?
Oh, man, right now, it's everything. The Fantasy Life page and what we're doing over there is phenomenal. The Tier 1 and Tier 2 subscriptions, anytime people talk about paying for stuff, I always say you need to be able to get your money's worth within the first few days of using it. If you go on to Fantasy Life and you get on here and start looking through our tools like our trade analyzer, our projections, our keepers, our starts and sits, and then our mock drafts that we have up there called Draft Champion, where they allow you to put any scenario together, it's all worth it. And right now, you can get that 20% off, by the way, if you put in promo code COACH. So if anybody wants to get a Tier 1 or Tier 2 subscription from Fantasy Life, right now, you can get it 20% off if you put in the promo code COACH. But I love everything that we're doing over there. I like the different analysts that we have over there. I wouldn't say that I'm a numbers guy. I think I'm more of a practical or what we would say more like a qualitative data type of guy because I played the game and I coached the game. So So I look at it from that standpoint. So you get the best of both worlds over there. You get the guys who have the practical experience, but you also get the statisticians and to give you all of that good nerd stuff that we like to put into our system as well.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate all your information, Coach Gene. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Coach Gene Clemens, analyst at Fantasy Life. Go check it out, folks. You heard him. Promo code COACH. Put it in there and get a discount right now as you get ready for fantasy football drafts. I have not done a draft yet. Looking forward to it coming up at the end of the month. Taking a break, though, here on Sports Talk. Be back with more right after this on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, all you Hoodats as they out there. Last week, we gave away tickets to the Saints' first preseason home game against Jacksonville. This week, you can win tickets to the Saints' battle against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. That's on Saturday, August 23rd in the Caesars Superdome. That's right. Score two premium tickets to the game, and entering is a breeze. Go to WWL.com/contest for your shot at a pair of tickets. Remember, you can enter once per day. Win tickets to the Saints' preseason showdown against the Broncos from Saints Radio. WWL will take it a break. Close things out right after this on WWL Saints Radio. Closing things out here, reminding everybody, tomorrow at 4, join me and Mike Dettillier for Weekend Kickoff Live from the Treasure Chest Casino. Join us at the Game Bar and Grill every Thursday now. This week, we'll talk to Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, Super Bowl champ Drew Brees, Tulane head coach John Summerall, and Fox national commentator Timmy Brando. Meet me and Mike at the Game Bar and Grill inside Treasure Chest Casino 4 to 7 Thursdays right here on WWL and the Odyssey app. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller, folks. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow giving you more updates on the black and gold and Saints training camp out in California. Have a great evening and who dat, everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.